today, mostly cloudy skies, isolated chances of lingering rain showers, highs around 80. For today, mostly cloudy skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, upper 50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, isolated storms in the afternoon in the lower 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, around 60. For Sunday into Monday, mostly sunny skies will see highs in the mid to upper 70s. Right now, it's 73.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A former 2020 presidential candidate says the nation's food system is fundamentally broken. Addressing the National Food Policy Conference this week, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker said after the crisis, we simply can't go back to business as usual. He claims the food system is broken for supply chain workers, farmers, rural communities, and from the public health perspective. Booker places blame on multinational corporations and the industrial consolidation. The lawmaker cited numerous bills he supports to reform the beef supply chain, including the Farm System Reform Act that would allow more bargaining power for ranchers. Booker also cites the Agribusiness Merger Moratorium Act that would halt consolidation within the food system, along with the Climate Stewardship Act and Local Farm Act. Booker, who is a self-described vegan, said we must create a better future where we phase out the big factory farms and put the faith and support behind independent family farmers and a robust local food system. Researchers from the University of Tennessee report finding dicamba-resistant Palmer amaranth in the state. Results from greenhouse trials and in-field assessments report the level of dicamba resistance relatively low, about 2.5 times. This level of infestation in any given field ranges from a small pocket where a mother plant went to seed in 2019 to an area covering several acres in a field. Now, this would be comparable to the first documented glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth that was found in Tennessee back in 2006, where most were still getting relatively good Palmer amaranth control with glyphosate, while others were noticing escapes in their fields. Researchers say it's not time to panic, but it's time to reassess weed management. Looking forward to 2021, the university says a pre-applied residual that effective on Palmer amaranth is now a necessity. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, as we continue to battle the COVID-19 pandemic, many individuals have been concerned about privacy issues with contact tracing as we see the spread of the virus continue. But KSN reports that many individuals may not have to worry about that now, as starting today, the Contact Tracing Privacy Act goes into place as a way for individuals to protect their privacy and civil liberties if you choose not to give any information.
What's different now is the widespread scope of its use. Hundreds of contact tracers being hired state by state. You know, it's an intrusive activity for those who are involved.
That was Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt on KSN News. In other news, the Greeley County Sheriff's Office has recovered a stolen vehicle out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. As KSN News reports that when they found the vehicle, they found the 13-year-old driver and the 11-year-old passenger who said they were headed to Arkansas to visit their mother after being told they weren't allowed to do so. Mid-America Network News.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you're contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
This is John Sidorik with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways, and proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
A detective says in an affidavit that Representative Steve Watkins of Kansas told her he didn't vote in a 2019 Topeka City Council election when evidence shows that he did. The affidavit released on Wednesday is the latest development in a criminal case against Watkins, who's charged with three felonies and a misdemeanor alleging that he voted using an incorrect mailing address and that he lied to investigators. Watkins' campaign said the first-term congressman made the clerical error when he registered his address. The campaign also alleges that charges are aimed to boosting the election chances of State Treasurer Jake LaTurner in the next week's GOP primary. And a 22-year-old Topeka man has been sentenced to about 9 years in prison for his role in a triple homicide that left his best friend dead. Shane Andrew Mays was sentenced on Wednesday for second-degree attempted murder and aggravated battery. Those charges relate to the deaths of 19-year-old Matthew Levitt and 38-year-old Nicole Fisher, who died along with 20-year-old Luke Davis in March of 2017 over an unproven rape allegation against Levitt. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. A proposal to outlaw a common second trimester abortion procedure has hit a snag in the Nebraska legislature, leaving its prospects unclear. Opponents used a filibuster to keep the measure from coming to a vote this week after the allotted 3 hours of debate. Supporters now have to show they have a 33-vote supermajority of support necessary to overcome a filibuster at a later date. If they don't, the bill will effectively die this session. The measure appears to have support from a majority of the legislature's 49 senators. The bill would ban dilation and evacuation abortions. Also from the legislature, a bill that would let Nebraska teachers physically restrain students who are hurting themselves or others died in the legislature after opponents mounted a filibuster to keep it from coming to a vote. Supporters fell one vote short of the 33 they needed yesterday to end legislative debate and advance the bill through a first-round vote. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2020 Ford vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Re-elect Angela Heckey, Marshall County District Magistrate Judge. Judge Heckey has over 30 years' experience working in the criminal justice field, serving 16 years as your District Magistrate Judge. She continues to work hard to assure the citizens of Marshall County have access to a fair and impartial judiciary. She has heard over 2,100 child in need of care cases, over 3,000 criminal matters, hundreds of probate and civil action cases. She has the right kind of education and experience needed to serve the citizens of Marshall County. Vote education and experience. Vote Angela Heckey.
This is Angela R. Heckey, and I approve this message.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric Association and Donovan Electric Cooperative Association Thursday announced their board approvals of a proposed consolidation plan. A joint member vote on this is planned in October. If in-person meetings are not possible, communication by special mailing will be arranged. Prior to the vote, meetings are planned with employees and members, citing an approach that allows both cooperatives to provide predictable electrical service and local jobs. Officials commented in a press release that the plan will benefit everyone and the organizations will be in a stronger financial position going forward. A new legal entity, Northeast Kansas Electric Cooperative, would be organized combining a workforce of 20 current employees. A significant potential savings over a 10-year period is forecast, with a combined board initially, maintaining offices in both Axtell and Troy, with both anticipated to provide service well into the future. An 8-county region would encompass over 5,000 customers if combined. The proposed consolidation would provide cost savings and greater operation efficiency. The consolidation requires approval of 2/3 of the voting members of both cooperatives. Votes will be held on the same day in October, which is to be announced. If approved, the consolidation is anticipated to be completed by January 1, 2021. The two cooperatives utilize the same customer and business information systems and are served by the same power supply provider under the same contract terms. The combined cooperatives will retain their well-established 75-year tradition of reliable service and enjoy efficiencies that will help stabilize rates through cost savings. That according to Kathleen O'Brien, who is slated to serve as general manager of the new entity, if approved. More details and the news release posted on our website at KNDYRadio.com. Marysville USD 364 is planning on a Friday afternoon announcement of plans for the start of the upcoming school year. KNDY will record the 2 p.m. meeting and release the audio, and the video version will be downloaded later Friday afternoon as well to the school website. Again, details outlining procedures and dates for USD 364 Marysville school start will be released later Friday afternoon.
Fundraising efforts have begun on the fitness center that is to be built next to the new gym at Lynn High School. The Lynn Booster Club is hoping to raise around $180,000. Booster Club member Brad Oldie talks about how they are going about raising that money.
We're trying to raise the money through the alumni and businesses. That's how we're going to try and go. We'd like to do a couple big fundraisers, but with the COVID, we just don't know. If anyone wanted to donate to this project, it's through the Lynn Booster Club, P.O. Box 132. It'd be really appreciated.
Oldie talks about why they felt a fitness center was needed.
Really wanted to start a fitness center, and it all came about as the school is needing some more weights, and we kind of wanted to combine it all. We just wanted to make sure we have a good fitness center weight room that the community could use and the school.
The fitness center will be built right next to the new gym, and USD 223 Superintendent John Wetzel said depending on the timing of everything, the center could be even connected to the new gym. Wetzel talks about the status of the construction of the new gym at Lynn High School.
Once all the financial pieces have been put in place, we've got a little bit of legwork to finish up on our end as well, because not only are we getting this work done and the improvements done at Lynn, we're also getting some much-needed improvements done in Hanover as well. Once all that's in place, we should have everything rolling. Timeline-wise, we originally were told we were going to go early to mid-August. They've had some issues with some of the materials, so that backed it up. So we're looking at end of August, first of September. I'm anticipating that gym being nearly completed, if not complete, by the end of school this next year.
You can hear more from Superintendent John Wetzel and Lynn Booster Club member Brad Oldie on this weekend's public affairs program.
Julia R. Root, age 89, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation at the church from 9 to 11, preceding service Saturday. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Julia Root. Ronald A. Korber, age 74, of rural Bern, passed away Tuesday. Services Monday, 10 a.m. at Freedon's United Church of Christ, rural Bern, interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Ronald Korber.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
It's a sizzling summer sale at Elsie Grace's in Frankfurt. Now through the end of July, save 25% on select clothing, purses, pillows, florals, and stepping stones. Plus, buy one, get one half off necklace sets. Grab some ice cream to cool down and enjoy the hot deals at Elsie Grace's. Once you visit, you'll be hooked.
What's happening on Friday?
KNDY is helping you kick off the weekend with Friday Night Live, brought to you by Tension Envelope and Galloway, Wiggers, and Brinegar. Friday Night Live.
Yeah, anytime on Friday is absolutely fine.
Playing your requests from 6 to 9 on FM 95.5.
Sounds like my Friday night.
Friday Night Live, brought to you by Tension Envelope and Galloway, Wiggers, and Brinegar on FM 95.5.
There's going to be a bunch of cool bands playing and stuff.
It's going to be the best Friday of your lives.
Well, see you Friday. Bye.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, this low and frontal boundary that brought lots of rain across the central parts of the Midwest pretty much through the week is now moving off towards the east-southeast, and we'll see dry weather for today and into tonight. Another quick cold front will bring just isolated chances for some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon, but otherwise behind that system, we're going to see cool temperatures, highs only in the mid to upper 70s Sunday and into the early parts of next week. So across the area, lingering chances of rain showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. We'll see highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, clear, upper 50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny, isolated storms in the afternoon, lower 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, around 60. For Sunday, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see temperatures in the upper 70s. That's your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Another inch and a half in our rain gauge off and on throughout the day Thursday again. Average high temperature late July, 88. Recent record high hit the century mark in 2006. The average low, 65. Recent record low, 53 in 2009. Sunset this evening, 8:40. Sunrise in the morning at 6:25. Again, we were just shy of an inch and a half of rain off and on throughout the day Thursday here at the studios in Marysville.
Worn out pantyhose or nylon stockings can be a gardener's best friend. We will share some repurposing propositions on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured, but when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call U.S. Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let U.S. Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 31st, the 213th day of the year. MGM's Leo the Lion roared for the first time on a film released on this day in 1928. Do you lose too many melons to disease or spoilage from damp soil? Protective sleeves made from nylon stockings or pantyhose may be the answer. Slip each melon into the leg section of hosiery and tie the end to a stake, suspending it off the ground. Don't worry, the stockings won't inhibit growth. As a melon matures, the nylon will stretch along with it. Old stockings can be used elsewhere in the garden, too. Strips of nylon work great for tying up tomatoes or other staked vegetables. And the leg portions work well as storage tubes for cured onions or garlic. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Trevor Rosenthal pitched a scoreless ninth for his first save since 2017, and the Royals beat the Tigers
5-3, overcoming Miguel Cabrera's first multi-homer game since 2016. Once a standout closer for St. Louis, Rosenthal has struggled with his health and effectiveness in recent years, finishing 2019 with a 13.50 ERA in 22 appearances. Royals have scored 25 of their 31 runs this year in the first five innings, but this time their offense came through late with a run in the seventh and two in the eighth. The SEC will play only league games in 2020 to deal with potential COVID-19 disruptions. That decision pushes major college football closer to a siloed regular season in which none of the power conferences cross paths. Friday, Kansas Sports on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
At Rusty at Ford, the summer savings start now. Rusty at Ford has our hottest lease deals on over 400 new Fords in stock. Get a special selection of new 2020 Escape SEs from just $259 a month. Escapes, just $259 a month. Or new 2020 Explorer XLTs from just $365 a month. Explorers, just $365 a month. Plus, new 2020 F-150 Supercrew STXs from just $399 a month. F-150s, just $399 a month. 36-month lease offers with no security deposit required, plus tax and fees. And beware of other dealers' fine print. Rusty at Ford has honest pricing with just $2,500 due at signing. So get your summer off to a sizzling start. Only at Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com, where we'll take anything in on trade.
Offer selling on select in-stock vehicles with a boot spread, 10,500 miles or 2650 escape per mile thereafter. All Ford Redix dealer. Offers expire July 31st, 2020.
One of NFL's most storied franchises providing clarity on how it will handle ticket sales in the upcoming season amid the continued spread of COVID-19. Correspondent Clayton Neville says the Dallas Cowboys won't be selling tickets this year.
In Texas, professional sports venues can open under 50% capacity. It's unclear exactly how many fans will be allowed inside Cowboys games, but one thing is certain, there won't be season tickets sold this season. Team owner Jerry Jones says safety is his top priority. A limited number of single-game tickets, though, will become available for season ticket holders first. Cowboy fans clinging to hope that they can see their team in person this season, while other organizations like the New York Giants and Jets already banned from allowing fans this fall. Clayton Neville, Dallas.
And the Chicago White Sox making their way to Kansas City as they'll square off with the Royals in the opening of that series tonight. First pitch is set for 7:05. Mid-America Network Sports.
Home, it's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Temp's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage. Because they're such pros at taking things, they not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Temp's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Temp's Disposal at 562-5360.
Your farm is your life, and it's been that way for generations. Protect what you've worked so hard to build with the generations of success of State Farm and Agent John Bannister. No one can tailor coverage to meet the needs of your farm like John can. Contact State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today for a quote or more information.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Not just peppery, round, and red, you'll find mild to pungent flavored radishes in a variety of colors and shapes.
and some are ready to harvest in just 25 days. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Salad radishes are quick maturing and easy to grow. Slice into the slightly sweet watermelon radish to find the unique color that inspired its name. French breakfast radish is red, elongated, and ready to harvest in 25 to 30 days. Or change things up with Helios, a small, plump, yellow radish with a sweet flavor. Add pungent hot flavor to your meals with Spanish black radishes. They typically have black skins, white centers, and come in a variety of shapes. Plant Asian radishes midsummer into early fall. These typically have a long, white, cylindrical root and are an important ingredient in Asian cuisine and grown for sprouts and microgreens. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Have insects such as aphids or spider mites invaded your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up a resistance to Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
I believe we can do better for Marshall County, and I am committed to a better way. A better way of approaching the judicial system, a better way of working with families in crisis. I am Bobby Pipia, and I'm asking for your vote for District Magistrate Judge on August 4th. I'm looking forward to providing our county with consistency in the courts. As a business owner and parent and grandparent, I want to focus on our families and our communities. Your vote counts. Reserve the day, August 4th. Bobby Pipia. Thank you.
Some people visit a store just to look at the merchandise. David's store has a unique policy. You are free to look at all you like in the first room. But all the really cool stuff in the second room, well, you've got to purchase something in the first room first. We'll share a little of what you'll find on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313 or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
David Rosberg says he buys the items of rich dead people. What he means is he purchases estates of the wealthy for his shops, endangered pieces in Maui. You'll find some unique items here.
One item is a 1939 DC-3 airplane wingtip that was used by Aloha Airlines with their first flight when they were doing passengers, then it turned into a cargo plane. But it was it's now made into a dining room table.
David may remind you of the show American Pickers, but David was in business long before the show. It's all about finding hidden gems. He remembers several pieces of art he purchased for a few hundred dollars that ended up selling for thousands.
You know, a lot of times we don't do research on the stuff. We get it, not realizing the value of it. That may not even be the most expensive piece, but if you were to go in the back of the store, you'll see some other pieces that are up in the $100,000 range.
The amount of items in the store is amazing, and there is much more than meets the eye.
My son keeps saying, Dad, stop buying stuff because you got enough for 20 lifetimes, and he doesn't want to end up with it all. If you're here on Sunday, you should check my warehouses out. They're amazing. There's seven buildings, pallet racks full of stuff, like walking through Costco of antiques.
David often gets calls to purchase entire estates. Some are quite memorable.
Well, another estate sale, this billionaire in Oahu owed the IRS in Japan $63 million, and he had to sell his houses, and he sold them for $100 million. And then I got called in to buy the contents of those houses. There was pieces from every part of the world.
Bronze bathtubs, famous art, gilded mermaids. It's quite a collection. All on sale at David's store. Traveling the countryside in Maui, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household auction with tools, furniture, household items, and collectibles for Ella Marie Talbot Saturday, August 1st. Sale begins at 9:30. at 1000 North 8th Street in Marysville. Selling toolboxes, a small rolling toolbox, router, electrical reciprocal saw. Collectibles include a restored 100-year-old horse-drawn sleigh, wrought iron baby bed, Seth Thomas mantle clock. Appliances and furniture include an upright 14-foot freezer, a 15-foot refrigerator, mini refrigerator, Lazy Boy recliner, reclining love seat, glide rocker, chest of drawers, three-piece blonde mid-century bedroom set, Wurlitzer piano. Other kitchen items and miscellaneous. This auction for Ella Marie Talbot Saturday, August 1st, begins at 9:30 at 1000 North 8th Street in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers. There will be an auction of tools, primitives, and collectibles for Louise, Mrs. Bill Dierking, and family Saturday, August 1st, beginning at 9 a.m. at 404 South Hollenberg in Hanover. Selling an electric snowblower, 10-inch radial arm saw, a cutoff saw, scroll saw, air compressor, a lawn aerator, sewing machines, ear rifle, 8-gallon crock, 2-gallon churn, old radios, some tools and miscellaneous, many woodworking tools, primitives, and antiques. The Dierkings collected antiques, especially primitives, for many years. This auction Saturday, August 1st, begins at 9 a.m. at 404 South Hollenberg Street in Hanover. Complete sale listing online at BachRealtyAuction.com. Bach Realty and Auction will be the auctioneers.
There's nothing like slurping a cold, juicy piece of watermelon on a hot day. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. If you're growing watermelon, there are signs of when the fruit is ready to pick as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
It's no secret that farmers work their tails off. Heck, you're probably working right now. So here's a little work-related advice from Cenex. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. It even extends the life of your injectors and injector pumps. Typical number 2 diesel? That's for hobby farmers. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Planted watermelons for the first time this year. They seem to be growing just fine, but I know the hard part will be knowing when they're ripe. Horticulturist Jonathan Schulteis at North Carolina State University says determining when a watermelon is ripe is almost an art, especially with so many varieties. However, one general sign of ripeness is where the plant connects to the fruit.
That first node or knuckle, as you might want to call it, where the stem was attached to the fruit, there's a little curlicue or a tendril. And if you look at that and that has dried up, that's a pretty good indicator that that particular melon is ripe.
Another indicator is on the underside of the fruit. A ripe melon usually has a yellowish belly. If it's white, it's not ready yet. Some striped varieties are a darker green, and as the fruit ripens, the stripes will separate, and a lighter green color becomes more visible. By contrast, other varieties take on a duller appearance. Your grandmother would thump the melon. If you hear a dull thud, pick it, and if you hear a metallic ring, it's not ripe. But Schulteis says a dull thud isn't always reliable.
There may be something where there's a hollowing inside the fruit, something called hollow heart. And so it just may not be filled in as well, and yet it might not even be ripe. So you'll get that sort of dull, thuddy sound, and you'll think it's ripe, but it may not be. This could be used to some extent, although it's not a great indicator because there's some of these other things I just mentioned earlier that are probably better.
The only way to really tell if a watermelon is ripe is by cutting one open. Once off the vine, it does not continue to ripen. Find more tips for picking a ripe watermelon at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Young, I was mesmerized by magic shows. One of my favorite tricks was when the magician took one scarf and put it up his sleeve. Before you know it, he'd pull out a long string of brightly colored scarves. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. As I figured out years later, it wasn't magic. It was simply an illusion to make you believe scarves can multiply right before your eyes. You may be feeling like you have a single scarf that you'd like to magically multiply into many. It's tough to feel content when you want more. But I'll share a secret with you. There's a way, in real life, to feel content. Ask God to help you understand you're enough, no matter what it is. And practice gratitude. Focusing on all you've been given takes your mind off what you don't have and helps you recognize the many ways God has blessed you. You know, it's not magic. It's about being grateful for what God has provided.
Farmers the world over share many of the same challenges. We'll talk about that today on Farm to Fork.
As farmers and applicators are making pesticide applications this season, the Growing Matters Coalition encourages them to be cognizant of pollinators' visitation habits. Tim Joseph is Senior Product Manager for Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Bees and other insect pollinators are most at risk from pesticides when they're applied to crops or plants while they are blooming. Before applying pesticides, farmers and applicators should be aware of the crop's bloom stage and pollinator attractiveness. To avoid exposing insect pollinators to pesticides, farmers and applicators should strictly observe the application timing on the label relative to the blooming stage of the crop as well as other plants in the area.
If you'd like more information on the Be Sure Pesticide Stewardship Awareness Campaign, visit growingmatters.org. Again, that's growingmatters.org.
The problems and challenges faced by farmers in the United States are shared by farmers in the rest of the world. Take Brazil, for example, where Chris Ward grows many thousands of acres of soybeans.
We may have a larger model in this part of the world, but we do have a lot of things in common. We, as primary producers, are small number in the community. So we don't have a lot of political influence, we don't have a lot of influence in the community, and we must project ourselves more within the community so the people consuming our product know more about what we're doing.
Ward says even large farms like his can have trouble making money.
The only real profit we've seen is the value of our equity in terms of land values and things like that, but our day-to-day farming and costs and depreciation and taxes have gone up enormously. But it's a way of life, and we can see that the American farmers are the same as us. They like farming. We love farming. It's an occupation that gives you job satisfaction. So I think that's the main message. You know, we are indirectly your competitors, but we're pretty much the same and go through the same processes as well.
My thanks to the North Carolina Farm Bureau for the audio clips. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
I'm your farm broadcaster, Sips Bank, with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here through the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machines, Syngenta AgriProceed, and United States Custom Harvesters. Once again, we check up with Ryan Hafner with High Plains Harvesting. As Ryan, let's just take a quick recap of things. I know you guys finished up through Nebraska and Kansas, as well as northeastern Colorado here just recently. So where are you guys at now, and how were the last couple of weeks of harvest for you?
It's been a week and a half ago, I suppose we had a quick stop in northeast Colorado, and then half the crew was in the panhandle of Nebraska. And northeast Colorado was really poor, super low yield, 20s, hail, drought, sawfly, just not good in that area at all. Nebraska was 40 to 50 bushel an acre, decent test weight. Pretty decent crop there, not a ton of acres, a lot of dry land corn in that area too, but a reasonable wheat crop there. Got moved out of there, made the big move up to southern Montana in the Billings area. Got started just a little over a week ago and have cut every day, had good weather, reasonable crops, and just been going pretty good up here.
We will check in with you guys once again with High Plains Harvesting. That is Ryan Hafner checking in with his crews up there in south central Montana as the 2020 summer harvest continues. Mid-America Ag Network's coverage of the 2020 summer harvest updates are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and United States Custom Harvesters. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2020 Ford vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete
details. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. An extensive review by the American Farm Bureau concludes with recommended changes to the federal milk marketing orders. Michael Clements shares what Farm Bureau members recommend to improve that program.
The American Farm Bureau Federation released its final report on priorities for milk pricing reform, calling for more democracy and a more equitable program for dairy farmers. AFBF Chief Economist John Newton says the policy recommendations follow a year-long review by a Farm Bureau working group.
Our voting delegates this past January adopted many of those policies, including giving farmers an opportunity to cast an individual and confidential ballot, improving the price discovery and milk pricing formulas, improved risk sharing between processors and dairy farmers, and then more uniformity in how milk pricing and pooling provisions operate around the 10 federal milk marketing orders.
Newton says a number of challenges, including those related to COVID-19, highlight the need for reforms.
We've got cheese prices that have more than doubled in the past month and a half, where fluid milk prices remain depressed. We've got mass depooling of milk across the country and record large deductions from farmers' milk checks. And that all points to the need to thoroughly review milk pricing rules and think about how we can modernize federal milk marketing orders to today's dairy economy.
Outside of the 2018 Farm Bill, the program has not undergone substantial change in almost two decades. Newton says dairy farmers should be allowed to directly vote on FMMO reforms.
It's just getting dairy farmers a seat at the table, making sure that they have an opportunity to cast an individual ballot during a federal milk marketing order referendum. These federal orders impact dairy farmers' profitability, and dairy farmers deserve a seat at the table. They deserve that transparency, and I think together, farmers and the industry can work to improve how milk pricing works in the United States.
Michael Clements, Washington.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here to look at continuing funding and efforts to save our soil. Grants from the National Association of Soil Conservation Districts and also from the USDA. I'll talk about them after this message. But a few days ago, we talked about the addition of another way to make some additional money on your farm beyond the crops. So if you're looking to increase your profits per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flora.com. Flora has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers, delivering the highest of quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to help support your farming operation. Flora.com makes it easy to join the Green Rush. All you need to do is call 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre. But call now, 989-303-8178, or check out Flura.com. That's FLURA.com. A few days ago, the National Association of Conservation Districts announced the awarding of $6.5 million in new technical assistance grants to nearly 400 conservation districts in 36 states and territories. These grants, made possible through an agreement with the United States Department of Agriculture, Natural Resources Conservation Service, complement the $8.5 million in technical assistance grants that had been awarded to previous grantees back in March of this year. The president of the National Association of Conservation Districts, Tim Palmer, said since 2018, NACD and the NRCS have worked together to increase staffing at the field level for conservation districts. He said, this increased technical capacity helps to improve conservation services to farmers, to ranchers, and also to local communities who are trying to save the soil and improving. The state conservation partnership leaders helped identify high priority locations and workloads to guide where the awards would best be placed. And the funds announced last week will support about 105 full-time and part-time individuals, including over 12 full-time equivalent staff in tribe-related positions. More than $1.6 million of matching funds will be added to these awards, furthering the impact of these grants. The funds announced will support resource technicians, conservation planners, program support specialists, foresters, cultural resource specialists, agronomists, and other specialists who will work with thousands of clients to increase their conservation practices and their access to contracts and conservation plans. To date, in 2020, the two agencies have awarded $15 million in technical assistance grants. And during the years, they have provided grants to all 50 states and three U.S. territories. Thank you to the agencies for doing the funding to not only conserve but improve our vital ingredient, which is soil. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
A new study shows that water troughs are a conduit for the spread of E. coli in cattle. Stay tuned for tips on reducing the bacteria on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
It's no secret that farmers work their tails off. Heck, you're probably working right now. So here's a little work-related advice from Cenex. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. It even extends the life of your injectors and injector pumps. Typical number 2 diesel? That's for hobby farmers. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Cattle pick up E. coli from many areas of their environment and spread the bacteria when they defecate. It doesn't make them sick, but if the meat from those cows isn't cooked properly, E. coli can be transmitted to humans. Researchers at Cornell University recently ran studies to see if they could pinpoint areas on the farm where E. coli infections might spread between cattle. They found that water in a trough, especially in the summer, could heat and promote pathogen replication. This means more cows acquire the bacteria when they drink. Wendy Beauvais is a postdoctoral associate at Cornell University's College of Veterinary Medicine. She says they were expecting to find that by lowering the water level, there would be less pathogen shedding by the cattle and less contamination of E. coli. But what they discovered was exactly the opposite.
The trough left at the higher level, those pens had a lower level of shedding than the cattle. So it suggests that perhaps keeping the trough full might be a better strategy for reducing the presence of E. coli in the feedlots.
The researchers hypothesized that by keeping the tanks full, cattle are less likely to drink the debris collected at the bottom of water tanks where the bacteria could grow. Beauvais says good hygiene also helps.
And trying to keep the environment where the animals are clean, keep the water troughs clean as possible, and reduce the presence of rodents and things like that that could potentially spread it further.
The study will trigger more research on environmental sources of E. coli spread in cattle. I'm Jody Henke. Read more about the water trough E. coli study at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio. a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network in for Sam Speck. I'm Andy Hoosier as we roll through the day today on a Friday, and we still see mostly green across the board in live cattle, mixed it when it comes to soybeans, and little movement when it comes to your grains, as we've seen most of the day today. Soybeans today for August, still in the green for the most part, 4 3/4 up to 896.5. September up 3 points to 889.75. In the meal, we see August soybean meal down 50 cents to 289.30. September down 110 to 291.40. And soybean oil for August is up in the green 68 cents to 3066. And September up 41 cents to 3030. In the grain, we do see it here, little movement, and it's mixed right now. September corn is still unmoving, unchanging at 315.75. December down a quarter to 326.5. The wheat September right now is up 1.5 to 531 even. And December sitting 2.75 up to 538.75. KC wheat for September right now up a point to 441 even. And December sitting 1.25 up to 451.75. Quick look in your livestock. Still green across the board here. August live cattle is up 52 cents to 102.25. October is up 57 cents to 107.32. Feeder cattle for August up 120 to 144.22. And September sitting 140 higher to 145.80. Lean hogs, same story here. 32 cents up for August to 51.75. And October is up 105 to 49.37. Cotton today sitting mostly in the red as cotton for October is down 86 cents to 61.96. And December sitting down 59 cents to 62.59. And some of the other markets, looking real quick at your interest rates, we see 30-year bonds for September down a hair to 181.25. 10-year September is down 2 points to 139.30. Market information at Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier on a Friday.
At Rusty at Ford, the summer savings start now. Rusty at Ford has our hottest lease deals on over 400 new Fords in stock. Get a special selection of new 2020 Escape SEs from just $259 a month. Escapes, just $259 a month. Or new 2020 Explorer XLTs from just $365 a month. Explorers, just $365 a month. Plus, new 2020 F-150 Super Crew STXs from just $399 a month. F-150s, just $399 a month. 36-month lease offers with no security deposit required, plus tax and fees. And beware of other dealers' fine print. Rusty at Ford has honest pricing with just $2,500 due at signing. So get your summer off to a sizzling start. Only at Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com, where we'll take anything in on trade. Offer solid on select and stock vehicles with approved credit. 10,500 miles with 2650 escape from offer.
The Black Squirrel City's classic country. AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.